En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos, sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Good morning, 97.1. Hanging out on a Wednesday, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
How's it going?
I'm good.
Is that acceptable?
Pale. No, it's fine. Your welcomes
don't
are
always fine. Don't overthink it. Don't. She's in your head.
Yeah, well, that's usually on Fridays.
Yeah, don't let that be every day that ends in a Y.
Well, I mean, just trying to find different ways to greet you in the morning that might be as acceptable without being chastised.
He is your friend, right?
Yes.
Buddy then, and pal.
Yes.
Yeah, all of them.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
I don't think I've ever said good morning, pal.
No, but that's what I hear when you say friend. It's the same thing.
Are you jealous? Do you want to be called?
No, buddy? I'm not at all. Yeah.
Good morning, Heather.
That's perfect.
How's your night, bud?
No.
That sounds more dreamy.
Let's stay away from that.
Yeah.
Fun night if you're a Red Wing fan.
Hell yeah.
There you go. That's another win here as they kick off this road trip, and I'd say that's the best road game they've played all season.
Yeah.
And now they're going to need a lot more of them because they've got 4 straight coming up on the road here as they get further and further out west.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, so, okay, Tom said this the other day, right? They go on a 2-game road trip, Buffalo and New York, come away with no points. And you know, 4 points available, you get 0. We thought, you know, maybe if you just come back with 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right, St. Louis is in the books. They've got 4 on the road, L.A., Anaheim, San Jose, and Vegas. I would anticipate that of the 3, you would think San Jose, that should be 2 points, right?
Yes.
Okay. Of the what's the goal for this? What should be the goal for this team? And don't say 8 points.
No.
Okay, yeah, I know that's the goal, but
I don't know. Maybe I'm setting the bar too low. 4 points in 4 games.
Okay.
You're going out west. Hold serve. Hold your water.
Well, what they did the last 2 games, they salvaged what the debacle was last week on the road.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Buffalo and New York. So, and I think it's interesting to ask, we're 10 games in now, right?
Yes, 7-3 hockey team.
And they're second in the East in points. There's a few teams at 16. Same over in the West. There's a few at 16. Dylan Larkin's got 16 points. That's second in the NHL. He's outperforming what he typically does. He's a +9. Is this something or nothing?
Okay, well, let's put a pin in that real quick. And just, I'd like to get, because you've been pretty spot on with the number of points you think it'll need to get in the playoffs on a yearly basis. Now, it's a little bit early to predict that right now. But you mentioned that 2 East Coast road trip, 2 games, 4 points. They came away with 0. You thought they should have come back with 2. They're on the West Coast now for 4 games, 8 points available. What do you think they should come home with in this West Coast trip?
5.
Okay. All right.
I said 4.
You got to be reasonable here.
Yeah. Right. No, that's why I'm asking. Yeah. All right. So now let's get to your question with Dylan Larkin. 16 points. He's on pace for...
Here we go.
No. I'm just ask the question, all right? Because we all know it's a hot start. He's probably going to cool off a little bit throughout the course of the season. So, I mean, he's on pace for, 115?
Yeah, so not to recreate the Smarm Alarm moment from out there before we came on the air. Tom asked, do you think he'll have a 100-point season? His career high is like 79.
Yes.
He's flirted with a point per game season. I said to you, I go, how many 100-point seasons did Pavel Datsyuk have? 0. How many did Henrik Zetterberg have? 0. And I know scoring's up more today than when those guys played, but I told you, no, I don't think he's having a 100-point season. That doesn't mean I'm trying to take anything away or be a negative guy.
Right. That's not where I wanted to go with this.
I think Dylan Larkin looks energized and rejuvenated, and I thought he's, in addition to the point totals, because everyone's going to point out, wow, only Eichel and McKinnon have more points. It's also the fact that he's playing good two-way hockey. I think about the game they played against the Oilers where McDavid didn't get on the score sheet. Like, Larkin is playing the best hockey of his career. And by the way, that shouldn't be a surprise. Like, he's entering the stretch of hockey where this should be his peak. These should be his best professional years as an NHL player.
So something or nothing. I think it's something. But I don't think it's 100-plus points something. I think he's probably, instead of being career best 79, I think he'd flirt with 90.
Yeah, I'm thinking right now 94, 95 points is reasonably on the table.
Yeah.
He's doing this without Patrick Kane half the season so far.
Here's another way of framing this. Is he a number one center? Because a lot of people have fought the idea, can you win with Larkin? He's not a number one center. He's playing like a number one center.
Yeah, I mean, I've been critical of him.
I know.
I've flirted with the idea of trading him just to shake things up in the offseason, And I'm not going to sit here and not give a guy credit when he's playing great hockey and looks like a different player so far this season. And if he's a 90-plus point player and everything else is the same, this is a playoff team.
Well, and that's the other part of your something or nothing. With the start where you win 7 of your first 10 hockey games, are they a playoff team? Look, we're not even into MARCH. We don't know how they're going to handle a deadline.
Don't recant your previous statement.
No, I'm not. We don't know how they're going to handle road trips, plural. This is the first of 2 West Coast trips before Christmas. They're going to make this trip out to the West Coast with California and Vegas. They're also going to make a separate trip to Western Canada, I believe, in early December. Like, they're going to hit a rough patch here. And I don't know how they handle several of these rough patches. So, no, I'm not willing to go anywhere near a playoff prediction right now.
Okay.
So, Todd McLellan was obviously was fed up with it on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that a turning point that this team was going to start falling back into one of its stupid holes that it did? So far, it's responded. Since it was 4-0, they've outscored the Blues 11-2, right? 6-5.
Okay, yeah. I believe the Blues are now on a 5-game losing streak. That was a back-to-back for the Blues. I don't think the Blues are particularly a good hockey team. To your point, though, if you lose the home game on Saturday to the Blues and then go on a 5-game road trip, then you're talking about taking on water. So they avoided the disaster. They kept the season on the rails. And now we see how they do on this road trip.
Yeah.
Do you think it's something?
I think it's a little something. I do. I think Dylan Larkin probably has responded to offseason criticism and upped his game to where he has to show up every night. He's got to be a leader.
Yeah.
Maybe he's becoming the captain before our eyes.
Well, if he's going to wear the C, this is how you need to start, but it needs to continue throughout the course of the year. And again, it doesn't have to be on a pace for 110. It just needs to be able to be consistent throughout the course of 82 games.
Yeah, I think there's still going to be questions about what they do on defense. They're shuffling stuff up. They start the game last night with Sherratt, with Pelika. Maybe that ends up working. You saw a little more of Seider and Edvinson together. I don't know if that'll be an all-season thing. They're going to have to be steady on the blue line. I did listen to McLellan after the game last night, and he talked about they spent 2 practices working on defensive assignments and responsibilities, and I think that is ultimately the bedrock of whether this team is going to be playing like a playoff team late in the season.
But this is not if the defense has a problem here.
No, it didn't last night is my point. Now that's going to have to stay that way.
Right, but if it doesn't, you don't have to wait till the deadline to make a trade. Like, go add a third or fourth guy out there if this young defense can't play consistently, because you have something.
Right. But so you don't have to wait. You're right. You can make that trade anytime you want, but you also have more options when you get closer to the trade deadline, or at least 3 or 4 weeks from it, because other teams know what direction they're headed and if they're going to be sellers or not. Versus right now, and yeah, okay, you could look at a couple teams and say, yeah, they should be selling now, but your options will be more open the closer you get to the trade deadline, which is why people wait.
Yeah, it's kind of why I'm still in a wait-and-see mode with this team.
Yeah.
But to each their own. I mean, look, I'm not telling anybody not to be excited. Like, that's a fun win last night. That's the best they've looked on the road all year. DeBrinket scored in back-to-back games. Nice to get him on the score sheet. He's had chances. Good to see him,
right.
him get those paid off. I like seeing, you know, we talk about using their size. How many times we get callers when we talk hockey and they go, this team needs to play to their size. Rasmussen feeding Soderblom in front of the net. Little big guys around the net creating chances and ultimately giving them the fourth goal last night. Like, there's things to like. There's plenty to like about this hockey team right now.
And I tell you what, the thing I probably like the most has been Todd McClellan. And the fact that he's not, you know, not following my philosophy of letting it play out. He addressed things after game one.
Yep.
He addressed things last week or weekend, right? And it's just... He's not going to sit there and say, well, they'll eventually get it. It's not the, oh, shucks, you know, Derek Lalonde. It's a long season. No, he seems to be a coach. And I kind of think we knew this when Steve Yzerman brought him in. It's a little hard to drop the hammer at different times throughout the course of the season when you come in after Christmas. But now that he's had that training camp, the players know what to expect from him. And he set that tone after game one. He set it again after they dropped a couple of games on the road. Like, he is addressing the issues. And honestly, that's what I like the most. He's holding this team accountable.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Wings have 14 points through 10 games, 7-3. It's a good start. When we had Yzerman on, he had said, even after 5-1, that they hadn't played a particularly great brand of hockey yet and had pointed out they hadn't really hit the road. I mentioned that's the best road game they played last night. It was against a team on a back-to-back that's just not very good in St. Louis. The teams they're about to play, I mentioned the Wings have 14 points. They're going to face the Golden Knights on this stretch. They have 15 points. They're going to play the Ducks, who only have 11, but a winning record. They've only played 9 games. They're going to face the Kings, who have 13 points. Like, they're going to face much better hockey teams. And in the case of this trip, a back-to-back in there as well on the road. We're going to know so much more. I'd feel so much more confident saying something a week from today. Because I just don't know how this road trip's going to go. And it's why I set the bar. Hey, level. 4 points in 4 games.
Yeah.
Don't lose 3 of 4. Don't lose 4 of 4. Because then, John, they're going to come back and they'll have a chance to win some games. Just don't have your season teeter early.
Right. Or it may just be as simple as, and I'll go with your usage of words. Can you win two, get 4 points, and then steal a point?
There you go.
On the road.
There you go.
Can you come back with what Tom said, 5?
Bingo. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
They'll earn it, John.
Well, I know. Yes, yes. Yeah, thank you for throwing that back in my face.
Everything's earned. You can never steal anything in sports.
Yes, but then, yeah, if you're on the road, then that's why I went with your words.
And I appreciated that, John. Wings pick up a road win, part of this 5-game road trip. Probably their best road performance of the year. Going to need more of them. DeBrincat on the score sheet, back-to-back games. Dylan Larkin, 16 points through 10 games, and the Wings are 7-3. Some ticket text on something or nothing to the hot start. Remember, Larkin called out Yzerman to get help for the playoffs. Maybe Yzerman called him out and said, you need to play harder, meaning Larkin, and he's answered. Possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of those hard conversations certainly had to happen after the season last year.
Guys, it's nothing right now. They've proven over the last several years they'll fade down the stretch and they don't have what it takes to make that final push. Larkin and his team always fade. I hope this is the year they change it, signed Steven.
So it's, if you want to compare this to what we're talking about with the Lions, is the last couple of years, right? Good team, right? But you get to the playoffs and you fall to the Commanders. Like, we won't know and we won't have our answers until we get to the postseason. And for the Wings, it's just going to be a little bit earlier than that. First of all, you know, hey, can you get to the postseason? And it's, how can you play in March when you've had 9-point leads going into March and it just dissipates?
Yeah, and we had Yzerman on it. He didn't like flaunt their 5-1 start. There's a lot of work this team's going to have to do between now and the finish line. Mm-hmm. Tech says, don't get excited about Larkin, Mr. October, who disappears after the All-Star game. Perfect time to trade him for defensive players. Go Blue Dave.
Going to trade Dylan Larkin right
your
now?
Captain and your highest scoring player and the leader. And
Trade J-Mo!
With the second half of the Tiger season still fresh, I'm having a hard time saying this start is something. I'm a damaged Detroit sports fan, unnamed texter.
There is, I'm sure there's a lot of that. There are a lot of damaged and injured Detroit sports fans, especially after the baseball season, the last couple of, I'm not buying in, I'm just going to say it, marches that the Wings have had, or lack of marching.
That's M-A-R-C-H for you. Let's get to Adam in Gibraltar. It's like your dog, you take them to the V-E-T. Or you take them for an W-A-L-K. You don't want to get them too excited or hopped up or too scared. It's M-A-R-C-H.
Yeah, and for you, it's D-U-M-B-A-S-S.
Adam, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I had to pause for a second to let you guys finish.
Finish spelling. At least I spelled it right.
You did.
This
I'm
time.
Proud of you.
Yeah. So, but I think McClellan, I want to say it's something. It's a really small sample something, just because McClellan has created this sense of urgency with this young hockey team.
Yep.
And last year coming in, I mean, he came in probably, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later than what Lalonde should have been fired. Last year, I think, was kind of like a feeling out point for McClellan with this team. I feel like he had, like, really no expectations since they were behind the eight ball. But coming into this year, I think he created that sense of urgency with this team, concerning the fact 2 years ago, mind you, we were out of the playoff spot by a point. And if you remember, we lost bad games to bad teams early on in the year. And I remember it like it's yesterday. We lost to San Jose. We were up, I think, 4 or 5 to 1 and ended up losing 6 to 5. That was a crucial game, but he's created a sense of urgency. And I say it's a little small sample size of something because this team is young and they have rookies and they're not playing their best hockey. So once they build that chemistry through the mid season, I feel like depending on where they're at, I feel like they will gel as like a unit, because in hockey, chemistry is very, very important. I feel like concerning like any other sport, like chemistry is important, but he's created this sense of urgency with this team early on to where it's like, hey, you need to get these points when you can, because we've seen them. They can go on 4, 5, 6-game winning streaks. But what happens right after? They go on a 3, 4, or 5-game losing streak. They cannot do that. And that's what McClellan has kind of like niched into their mind. Like,
you're right. And as soon as he sees like a sign of weakness, he swoops in. And yeah, you're right. He's helped create that. I think your word is urgency. Yeah, there's urgency, even though it's only October.
Yeah, urgency, accountability, all of those things go hand in hand. And I do like what Adam said there at the beginning in regards to when he came in. Obviously, you come in, you want to win. And it's about finishing out the season. But for a new coach, for the new team, he had the opportunity to learn about all the guys that he was coaching instead of just, hey, I'm going to try and learn about this team as a new coach in training camp. He actually had real-time knowledge of how these guys are reacting throughout the course of the end of the season. So he was ahead of the game in terms of being a new coach on a new team.
He doesn't sugarcoat it. That message is consistent. I mean, he's one of the guys who talked about how they wilted at the end of last season. He didn't run from it, and not going to run from it this year. Going to nip it in the bud at every turn.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.